What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap bean.
And how about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter bean. Okay. Brown beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that you can eat? You know, cook them up the fat back, something?
Yes, but it's a little turnip all I know about. It's the roots of it.
Well, how about the top part?
Salad.
Okay, fine. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Rolling, yeah.
Okay. Now, this kind of changes the subject. What do you call a little animal? Don't eat these, but a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground.
Mole.
Okay. Do you all have chipmunks or ground squirrels around here?
Yes, yeah, ground squirrels.
And what do they look like? What color are they?
They've got a brown stripe.
Uh-huh. Are they those little, sort of little
yeah,
things?
Little. They're just about that long.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Oh, okay. Skunk.
Okay. Have you ever had any dealings with them?
Skunk? Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I used to love to hunt in the woods. Sometimes the dog would breed one, you know, and we couldn't stay there and bring the dog over.
What do you call a little creature that's about this big around and it just hops along the ground?
Frog.
Okay.
Toad frog.
Well, now, does a toad frog live on the land or in the water?
He lives on land.
And what do you call one that lives in the water?
Bullet frog.
Okay. What do you call a little tiny one of these things that makes a sort of a chirping noise? And I think sometimes they live up in trees.
I call them tree frogs.
Tree frogs? Yeah. Okay, fine.
They're little white, but I've seen them.
What do you call worms that people use for bait?
Well, different kinds. Some of them are streaky and some of them are called wigglers.
Well, now, how big are the wigglers?
Wigglers are larger than it's about like this.
Uh-huh. And about how long are they?
Mm-hmm. They're about that long.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So those are pretty big ones, then.
Yes.
And what was the other kind you said?
Streaky bait. They have a white stripe around them all the way.
Well, do you dig them up out of the ground too?
Yes, and I dig them out of the ground.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night? Just flashes on and off.
Lightning bug.
What do you call a long, thin insect that has sort of filmy wings and it flies around the water?
I call them snake jobs.
Fine. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Dirt devil.
What do you call nuts that grow under the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay, and have you ever heard them called anything else?
Penda.
Okay, now is there a difference between a peanut and a penda?
No, they're all the same thing.
Well, have you ever heard them called goobas or ground peas?
Yes, no, we call them all them.
Uh-huh.
Goobas or ground peas. Peanuts.
Well, now, and all, they're all pretty much the
all
same.
All the same thing.
Well, have you ever heard of chufas?
Yes, and they grow. They come out of top line, grow up like moose grass. You know, you dig them, they have a little hard knot on the root of them.
Uh-huh.
Call them chufas.
Well, now, do people eat those too? Or are those mostly for the?
Well,
stock?
They're mostly for hogs. Children eat them.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, that is, if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say that the boy, what, his father?
Inherited.
Yeah, or how do you express the idea that the boy looks like his father? You say the boy, what, his father?
Just like his father.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that